Today, we're going to visit with fisheries biologist Aaron Slominski. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Aaron, you manage the Northwest District. Let's start with walleyes first.
Yeah, we do have some traditional, pretty good walleye lakes. Some of the better lakes with better walleye populations would be White Earth Dam and Blacktail Dam, Northgate Dam. Blacktail Dam, Northgate have the opportunity for a bigger fish. White Earth is a place to maybe catch some keeper-sized fish.
Okay, and populations are pretty good in those lakes?
Yeah, there's kind of been historically decent walleye producers, good walleye populations.
Okay, how are pike doing in the Northwest?
Got several good pike opportunities. Blacktail Dam, Smishick Lake have the opportunity to catch some bigger pike. Tioga Dam's a really good pike lake, good numbers of pike.
Okay, let's move on to other fish species. How about bluegills?
Yeah, a couple of good bluegill lakes over the last few years. Smishick Lake, lots of up-and-comer bluegills, but there's some really large bluegills. Smishick Lake, Northgate Dam's been a good bluegill producer. Blacktail Dam, we got a few lakes, maybe like Kettle Lake in the future. The fish are still a little bit young but hopefully it'll grow to quality size here in a few years.
Okay, other fish species?
Really good largemouth bass lake. Cotteray Dam has been a pretty good one over the years. Some really nice bass come out of Cotteray Dam. We have pretty good trout opportunities with some of the community fisheries that get stocked every year. Watford City Pond, Stanley Pond, Spring Lake Park, and a couple of lakes that carry over trout from year to year. Kettle Lake, Northgate Dam, where you can catch a trout that lives more than a year. It'll be a couple of pounds or so.
Okay, let's move on. Any challenges that you foresee in the Northwest District here in the next couple of years?
Yeah, well, if this dry weather continues, that's not good for the long term of some of these fisheries. Some of our reservoirs will be several feet lower this spring than they were last spring. Some of our natural lakes, like Cottonwood Lake, several dry years in a row here, it's kind of dewatered that lake. Water levels are probably about half of what they were when they were at all-time high. So the ongoing drought's kind of a major concern, some of the water levels up in the Northwest.
Okay, any special projects other than your routine netting surveys this summer?
Yeah, well, we had a lot of winter kill some of the lakes in 2019, and we have some lakes that have robust populations of perch, bluegills, crappies, so it gives us the opportunity to do some extra trap and transport efforts to not only restock some of these winter kill lakes, but to introduce some crappies and bluegills into some other lakes that don't have them, get some new populations started.
Okay, and the paddlefish season also occurs in the Northwest District. Explain last year and this year.
Yeah, last year with the COVID pandemic, we didn't really know what was going to go on with the season, so we kind of made a later decision to have a one-week snag and release only season. 2021, we're hopefully going to have a normal season, normal regulations. The season should proceed as normal this year, hopefully, so that's the plan on May 1st, a traditional opener.
A lot of great information. Aaron, thank you.
Thank you.